Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in the second podcast of Masechet Gittin on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, in the middle of the discussion of Rava and Rabba's dispute about the reason for the ordinance of Fanai Nechtam, Rabba claiming that it was due to the lack of expertise of the courts outside of Israel, and Rava claiming that the concern was an inaccessibility of witnesses to come and validate their signatures. We'll begin at the very bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Ula Rabba, Da'amal Fishay Mekin Lishma. So according to Rabba, who said the concern is expertise, Man Haitanim Deboi Ktiva Lishma Uboi Chatima Lishma. After all, the formula says, B'fanai Nechtam, Fanai Nechtam. So according to Rava, we understood why we had to have the complete formula. This is the last thing we studied in the previous podcast, was to make sure that we would not confuse this declaration, which was allowed with one witness, with Kiyum Shtarot Alma, which needs two. But according to Rabba, where there is no such concern, because it's not about Kiyum Shtar, why do we have to say, B'fanai Nechtam, ostensibly Lishma? That means that we're operating, that the Mishnah is authored by an Atana who is concerned that both Ktiva of the Get and Chatima, the signatures, have to be done Lishma. Now, who could that be? I mentioned in the opening podcast that there was a machloket that we will find throughout Masechet Gittin between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer about which Edim really make the Get happen. Is it Rabbi Meir who says Edim Chatima? Rabbi Eliezer says Edim Mesira? Which means that neither one of them is going to hold that both of them are inherently significant for the validity of the get. Rab Meir Chatima Boy Ktiva Lo Boy. According to Meir, who is the anonymous author in the Mishnah Perek Bet that we're going to see in a moment, we only need Chatima done properly. Ditnan, in that Mishnah, it says En Kotvin Mechubar LaKarka. You can't write a get on something that's attached to the ground like a big leaf. If you wrote it on such a thing, and then you wrote it that way, then you ripped it out of the ground, then the witnesses signed it and gave it to her, kasher, which means that I don't care how it's written as long as it's signed properly. So ktiva lishma is unnecessary because it ktiva could be even while mechubar. Rabbi Eliezer, ktiva boy, chatima lo boy. If it's Rabbi Eliezer, he only is concerned that it be written properly. The signatures don't have to be done properly, as we will see. Maybe you think that our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. When does Rabbi Eliezer not demand proper chatima? Maybe that's only midaraita, midrabanan bai. Maybe in practicality, rabbinically, he maintains you have to have a proper chatima. Is that true? We have the famous Mishnah at the end of the Masech in Perek Tet. It says there are three kinds of gitin that are rabbinically invalid, means midoraita, they're valid. Veloboy Rabbi Eliezer chatima lishma, and nonetheless, Rabbi Eliezer there pipes it and says, the chatima does not have to be done lishma, as we will see. Here we go. Non, gimel gitin psulin, there are three kinds of invalid gitin. And he say to Vlad Kasher, but the invalidity is to Rabbanan, and therefore if she marries another man, the child who is the fruit of that union is not a mamzer. What are they? Katav iktav yadov in alav edim. If the husband wrote the get himself without witnesses, yesh alav edim ve'in bo zman, or there are witnesses but there's no zman, and Daf Yud Zayin will see what the significance of zman is on a get, yesh bo zman ve'in bo ed alachad, or let's say there's only one witness. Hare elu shlo shagit msulin v'im nisei to Vlad Kasher. These are three gittin that are rabbinically invalid, but if she marries, the kid is kosher. Now, Rabbi Eliezer or Eliezer Omer, afa pisha ein alav edim, ela shenatnu la bifnei edim, netano la bifnei edim. Even if there are no witnesses on it at all, but as long as he gave it to her in front of edim, because Rabbi Eliezer says edim mesira karti, kasher, v'goav and chasim shavadim, and she can even collect her ketubah from property that had been sold to another or seized by another. She'ein ha'edim chotmim al haget el ne tikkun ha'olam. Rabbi Eliezer says, bottom line, edim are only signed on the get to prevent the claim of forgery from the husband, and to substantiate it's really a get, but they're not inherently needed to validate the get. Which means Rabbi Eliezer is not concerned with chatima being done properly. Rabbi Meir is certainly not concerned with the ketiva being done properly. So who could be the author of our Mishnah who requires both, according to Rabba, who says the whole issue is lishma? So we say as follows, Vela Rameir, he will go back to Rameir, Vechilo Bai Rameir, Ktiva Lishma, Mida Oraita. We're going to play the same approach that we just tried on Rambam Elazar and didn't work with Rameir, and say perhaps Rameir's demand that Ktiva, Rameir's statement that Ktiva need not be done properly is on a Doraita level. Maybe in practice he says the Rabbanan demand a proper Ktiva, but that's not true. Rameir used to say, afilu mitzao ba'ashpa, even if you found a get on a dung pile. And then he got witnesses to sign it. Happened to have the right names on it. A man with the same name was divorcing his wife with the same name. He picked up the get and he had witnesses sign it. Kasher, it's valid. So it means Rameir is just not at all concerned with it being written properly. So perhaps you're going to say that Mishnah is also Rameir, that statement is also Rameir, midoraita, but midorabanan he would say, I need proper ktiva. So ihachi, omer haya Rameir, tvartarim baile. It shouldn't have been Rameir used to say, which is a practical statement. It should say Rameir said midoraita. But since it doesn't say it that way, we see that Rameir in practice says the ktiva can be done in any which way. Heliolam Rabbi Eliezer he. So we go back to saying it's Rabbi Eliezer. The author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. Vechilo boi Rabbi Eliezer chatima. When does he not require chatima done properly? Hechad aleika edim klal. If there's no testimony whatsoever, and no witnesses whatsoever on the get, then it's valid because he doesn't need chatima. Well, hechad ika edim boi. But if witnesses are there, they better be done right. Why? Dam Rabbi Abba Moder Rabbi Eliezer mzuyaf mitochoshu pasul. Well, the other says that a get, which is inherently forged, means that it has its own inherent contradiction, then it's pasul. So even though he may not require edim, but if there are edim on there that are forged, then it's invalid, and therefore, since edim are written, you have to say b'fanai nechtav u'fanai nechtam. So that's one approach to answering our Mishnah, according to Rabbah, to say that our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Eliezer, who requires chatima lishma, chatima, if it's there to be done properly. Okay. Then we give a different answer. Rav Asher Mar Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. There's a third Tana, Rabbi Yehuda. The non-Rabbi Yehuda posel in that Mishnah that we saw earlier about writing on a mechubar lekarka, Rabbi Yehuda invalidates it. Ashtek tivato vachatimato betalush. He says it has to be written and signed after it's already been uprooted from the ground, meaning that the writing and the signing of the get has to be done properly. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly seems to be the opinion that our Mishnah is operating with, or under whose aegis our Mishnah is being composed, if we follow Rabbi's explanation. So Mikra my time lo makmina like Rabbi Yehuda. So why don't we go to Rabbi Yehuda right away? Why are we moving with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar and the right to Rabbi Rabbanan? The answer is Mahadrina Rabbi Meir. First, we try to see if it could be Rabbi Meir. The Stam Mishnah matnitin Rabbi Meir. The rule is Astam Mishnah is Rameir. Our Mishnah is unattributed till we get to Rav Gamliel or Belazar. So we think it must be Rameir. So Mahadrin or Belazar, we also try to find Rav Belazar because we have a general rule that Rav Belazar disagrees with a colleague in Gittin. The halacha follows him. He was an expert in Gittin. So our Mishnah should be either be Rav Belazar or Meir. No, in the end, it's Rav Yehuda, perhaps. Now, let's test Rabba and Rava against the Mishnah. Tanan, Rabban Gamliel Omer. Towards the end of our Mishnah, we said, "Af ha-mevi min ha-rekem na-cheger." Even if you brought a get from nearby towns that are just across the border, and again, much later on Daf Zayin, we'll get to the identity of where these are, still has to bring it. Or Belazar Merafil Mekfar Ludim Lelud. Kfar Ludim Lelud, we said, was two sections of a town that are under separate rule. And V'amar Abaya, Abaya wrote us, M'chot Eretz Yisrael, V'mla'ud B'tchum Eretz Yisrael Askin. And Abaya explained that Rekem and Cheger are cities that are on the border, and Kfar Ludim Lud are an example of cities that are both within the border, but they're under separate jurisdictions. V'amar Rabba Barachana, L'didi Chazidi Ahuatra, I saw that place, which was Kfar Ludim Lud, V'havekim Ebekum Me'in L'pumaditas, very close by. Now, what does that tell you? So obviously the Tanakhama in our Mishnah says, towns that are so close by, if you're coming from Cheger in Eretz Yisrael, from Kfar Ludim Leludi, you don't have to make the declaration. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Gamliel have different opinions. Alright, so we're gonna make the following suggestions. My love, Vahakami Palgi, perhaps the machloket between Tanakhama on one hand, and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer on the other, is the Mar Savar Lefishem Nikin Lishma. That after all, the concern of the Tanakama was simply in Bikin Lishma. Vahagmiri, these towns that are right near Israel are experts. And that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer said, no, the reason for the ordinance is because witnesses are unavailable. Witnesses can't cross over the border, even though they're right there. They can't cross over the into the different jurisdiction, and therefore he has to make the declaration. Lo, the answer is no. Rabba Mataris Latameh, Rava Mataris Latameh. Both Rabba and Rava will explain all the opinions of the Mishnah as fitting with their position. Let's see it. Rabba Mataris Latameh, Rava will explain the Mishnah as fitting with his position that the entire concern is in Mekin Lishma. Says the Chuli Amal Fisha Mekin Lishma. Everybody agrees that's the consideration. Vacha Bahakami Palgi. What's the machloket about distance? Tanakama Savrahani came into Smuchot Nigmagmiri. Tanakama holds that since these Batedin are right next to Israel, they have the scholarly influence and they know the rules. And therefore, get coming from there does not need to be confirmed with the statement of Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. Aviata Rabban Gamliel Omeimar. Rabban Gamliel comes and says, Muvlaot Gmiri, I agree with you about Muvlaot, meaning cities that are within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Smuchot lo Gmiri, but the ones that are across the border, that are nearby, they aren't experts. Therefore, they have to, if you bring get from there, you have to make the declaration. Aviata Rabban Lazar Omeimar. Rabban Lazar adds on and says, Muvlaot Namilo, even the ones that are within the borders of Eretz Yisrael are not. Sholotachol Kimdinat Tayam, because we don't want to start making distinctions. People are not going to know where to draw the lines. I say, unless you are firmly within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, even though this is a town where the border goes in and out and around, it's out. It's out not because the people aren't experts, but because we don't want to start making divisions that will lead to confusion. That's Rabba's take on the Mishnah. Rava Mataritz Latameh, so Rava will explain the Mishnah in his line of thinking, and everybody agrees with him. Everybody agrees the reason for the Takone is because Edim are not available, will not be available. Tanakama Savar, Hani came under Smuchot Mishka Shchichi. And so Tanakama holds, yeah, we're coming from Spain, we're coming from Italy, they're unavailable. When they're coming right across the border, they're available, and therefore there's no need for such a declaration. Gamliel disagrees with the realiyah. He says something that's across the border is unavailable. It's inaccessible. You don't have a way to find them. You don't have records. But the ones that are within the border kind of crosses within the city, muvlaot, those are available. Same kind of reasoning, that we want to make the rule that only inside Eretz Yisrael, once you're outside, doesn't matter, close, far, yeah, maybe here we could find witnesses, doesn't matter, we don't want to make distinctions, in any case, you have to make the declaration, which means that there is no reason to say that the machloket, Rav and Rava, is really the machloket in the Mishnah. Because both Rava and Rava can explain all three opinions in the Mishnah as following their line of thinking. All right, let's look further. If you recall, at the end of our Mishnah, we said that the Rabbanan said, remember, the Tanakama said, you have to say that you bring it from Medina Tayam. The Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lazar inched it closer to even two parts of one town. And then Rabbi Chacham said, no, the only one you have to do is if you take it from Medinat Hayam and Molich, if you walk it out to Medinat Hayam. Now, Michlal de Tanakama Sava Molich Lo Tzarich. So the implication is that Tanakama, the first Tan in our Mishnah, holds that Molich doesn't need it. Meaning, if you're bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael out to Medinat Hayam, you don't have to make the declaration. Because that's the only difference between them. Otherwise, Chacham are the same as Tanakama. So Milo Bahakimi Palgi Marsava Fishim Bikin Lishma Umarsava Hanikmiri, Marsava Vishain Dimson Kama Haninam Shrihi. So why don't we just say that that's the machloket? Tanakama says it's all about expertise. And therefore if you have a get written in Eretz Yisrael going out to Spain, that's fine. On the other hand, the last Chachamim will say, the Chum at the end of the Mishnah will say that the consideration is accessibility of the witnesses. So it doesn't really matter if you're coming from Spain to Israel, from Israel to Spain. Either way, the witnesses are inaccessible, and therefore, in either direction, you have to make the declaration. All right? So the answer, once again, will be Rabba Mataritz Latameh, Rabba Mataritz Latameh. Both Rabba and Rabba could explain that machloket between Tanakam and Chachamim, according to each one, according to his reasoning. Rav Matarz Tamed, start with Rava. The Chul Yam of Hashem Yikin Lishma. Again, everybody agrees with me that it's about expertise. The only disagreement between them is, do we make a decree about a precautionary decree against, about carrying a get from Eretz Yisrael out to Medinat Hayam as a precaution against the get that comes from Medinat Hayam to Eretz Yisrael? Tanakama says, Savar, lo gazrin malachatumevi, baranatroi savrin gazrin malachatumevi. The Tanakama says there is no reason for such a precautionary rule. Chachamim, who are at the end of the Mishnah, the later Rabbanan, as he calls them, say there is such a concern. That's Rabba. Rava matarz latameh. What does Rava say? Dekulei alma lefishein edimot solim kaimo. Of course, everybody agrees with me that the reason is because of accessibility of witnesses. Rabbanon batroi lefrushe tameh letanakama hudatu. The Rabbanon batroi, the later Rabbanon, are not disagreeing. This is now a fundamentally different way of reading the Mishnah. They're not disagreeing with the Tanakhama. They're agreeing with him, and they're clarifying what he meant. The Tanakhama didn't mean just from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. He meant any time that you're going across boundaries where witnesses are going to be unavailable, to or fro. Good. Now, Tanan, let's test Rav and Rav against the Mishnah. Maybe again, dinam dinam datayam. The Chacham also said that you have to do it if you're mevi or molich, or if you bring a get from one province to another in Medinat Hayam. Now, what is the implication of that? The implication is that only going from one province to another in Medinat Hayam requires it, but not within one province in Medinat Hayam. Meaning that if you go from Barcelona to Madrid, or if you go from New York City to Albany, that you wouldn't have to say Fananechtam. According to that, L'Rava Necha L'Rava Kasha, that supports Rava, who says it's about accessibility. If you're in one province, you're accessible. It defeats Rava, who says that it's about expertise. The Batei Din and Chutz Laretz, if they don't have expertise, that same lack of expertise will hold whether the get goes across the ocean or it goes across the street. So we seem to be supporting Rava. So no, lo tema, don't read the inference that way. Don't read the inference that if it goes from one province to another in Medinat Hayam, you have to say it, which means, and here's the implication, within one province in Medinat Hayam, you don't have to. Rather, the idea is if you go from one province to another in Chutz Laretz, you have to make the declaration, but not from one province to another in Eretz Yisrael, because, of course, the whole consideration is expertise, and in Eretz Yisrael, all the Batei Din are experts. Now, Habahedik Tani La, that statement's already stated explicitly. Hamevi get be Eretz Yisrael, if you bring a get with an Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to make the declaration. So you can't make the inference you're making because we have an explicit statement that already says that. Now, Imehahi, if all you had was that explicit statement, Habahedik, I would think that's once you brought it and couldn't make the declaration, we'll accept the get. Habalachatchila lo, maybe lachatchila, you really do have to witness it and come and be able to say, I saw it being written, I saw it being signed. Kamash Malan, therefore the Mishnah stated, HaMevi get Eretz Yisrael, Eino Tzarich, Hatz B'diavad. And our inference of Medina L'Medina B'Mediat Hayam has to say it, and the inference is Medina L'Medina Eretz Yisrael doesn't have to say it, it's even Lachatchila. Good. Now, V'Ika D'Motiv L'Hachi, some people took the same information and ran the argument backwards. That it says, Mindam dinam bechutz b'natayam tzarich. What's the inference? Mindam dinam Eretz Yisrael lo tzarich. The implication is that province to province in Eretz Yisrael doesn't require it, which now supports Rabba against Rava. L'Rabba nech, L'Rabba kasha. So no, read the opposite inference. Lo tem dinam dinam Eretz Yisrael lo tzarich. Alayim ahab, otam dinam dinatayam lo tzarich. So again, the inference can be from one province to another dinatayam, you have to make the declaration. What is that alluding to? Either one province to another in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to make the declaration supporting Rabba, or the opposite. Within one province in Chutz Laretz, you don't have to make the declaration supporting Rava. So lote ela ema hamdam down to yam tzarich hamdam down Eretz Yisrael mai tzarich. So if you're going to tell me that from one province to another in Eretz Yisrael, you do have to make the declaration. So let it say, if you go from province to province, why say Medinat Hayam? If you go from province to province, you have to make the declaration, and then I'll know that it's anywhere. The answer is because we know that certainly if you go from one province to another Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to make the declaration. Why? Even according to Rava, because in Eretz Yisrael there's always movement, because there's people always making aliyah l'regel to Shalim and coming back. It's not hard to find witnesses. So that worked then when there's a Beit HaMikdash. What are you going to say today when there's no Beit HaMikdash and therefore aliyah l'regel doesn't exist? The answer is kevan de'ika bate din dekvi, because in Eretz Yisrael there are bate din that are set in places, and in their place mishcha shrichi. Therefore, it's much easier to find witnesses. The courts know who the people are, so it's not hard to find them. So therefore, you could even accept the notion that anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, even from Eilat to Matula, you won't have to make the declaration. We're assuming that both of them are in halachic Eretz Yisrael. You would not have to make the declaration. But that doesn't prove that it's about expertise. That may indicate that it's really about accessibility of the witnesses, because in Eretz Yisrael there's always movement, and on the other hand there's Bate Din, and they're sitting there, we know how to find people. Now, Tanan, we're going to test it against one last thing. That's the end of our Mishnah. Mishnah Gamliel Omer, Afil Megmona Megmona. Mishnah Gamliel says, even within two parts of one town that are under separate hegemonies, you have to make the declaration. There was a town that was in smack in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, called Asasiyot, and it had two diktats, two duchies who ran it, and they didn't cooperate with each other. You can't come here, we won't honor your documents, no full faith and credit, etc. That's why Rabbi Yitzchak says that's what Moshe Gamliel had to say, because such a thing did exist. Now it's smack dab in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. So you see that when you are in Eretz Yisrael and one Beit Din writes a get, and the guy somehow sneaks across to the other side with a get to go to the wife, that you have to make the declaration, so it can't be about expertise. It has to be about inaccessibility of the witnesses. L'Rava necha l'Rava kasha. So the bottom line is, Rava idlei d'Rava. Rava agrees with Rava's reasoning. Rava agrees that there is a problem of accessibility of witnesses, and the reason you have to say b'fanei nechtam is twofold. First of all, it's to cover the possibility that the Beit Din you're coming from had done it incorrectly, and therefore you're confirming it was done correctly. Second of all, is to validate the signature of the witnesses so nobody will come later and claim that it's a forgery. So we will pick up from this Rabba Itlei de Rabba, which is going to repeat several times in the next sugya. We'll pick up from here to again discover if Rabba really agrees with Rava, then where are the points of differentiation between them, of distinction between them in rulings? And again, why does Rava not accept the concern of Rabba, etc.? We'll pick that up in the next podcast. In the meantime, take this opportunity to wish everybody a wonderful day.